We are back once again with Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back.
Good to be here on a Friday.
Yes, sir. It is good to be here. It's good to be anywhere at my age. The thing is, you guys are rolling right along. And before we get to further talk, Coach, tell me a little bit about the Pentucket game.
So I had that circled on the calendar as far as we had four trap games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third installment of trap game. And playing at the Haverhill High, it's a strange, tough place to play. It was their senior night. And Pentucket has, like, a good mix of, like, scrap, feistiness, and then, like, top-end talent in their top grouping. So we were a little nervous about that. They came out flying. We were trading chances back and forth. We were very lucky to... it goes both ways. We could have had a couple goals. They could have had a couple. We ended up getting in the room 1-0, which was huge to not dig ourselves a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took over in the second, scored a unbelievable individual effort from Jack Carpenter, scored a shorthanded goal, Jack Carpenter again. And then in the third, we just kind of scored a nice systems goal from the point, and then scored a power play goal at the end. So we gave up the shutout with about 2 minutes left on a failed clear. Wasn't too happy about that. But, all in all, we'll take it going on the road.
Sometimes, John, does it take a little while for a team to find its rhythm? I mean, game after game, practice after practice, and then sometimes you get on the ice and just, oh, it's just going to happen. But then it takes a little bit of... I don't know whether it's concentration or just feeling the game out, feeling team speed of the other team. Is that maybe a case of what happens?
I mean, we're pretty attuned to knowing kind of what's coming, and we warned our guys about it. But sometimes it's just like a team brings a good push, and you never know with high school kids as far as, like, traveling by bus. We hadn't, you know, been on a road game in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go all the way up to that rink, and they had a little bit more juice than us, so it's good to, again, you know, get away from the first period unscathed. Our guys haven't had to learn tough lessons the hard way,
mm-hmm.
obviously having zero losses, but we still really, really lean in on, like, wow, we got away with one there. We don't want that to rear its ugly head when it matters most. Going to the Vineyard for that tournament, you get a little mini tournament before the tournament, and then obviously you don't want a slow start to bury you when it's win or go home kind of time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just kind of constantly shine light on those. We had some really bad second period. Our second period splits were a bit of an outlier in the sense that our first and third are very positive, and then the second looks a little more like we score more goals than the opponent, but not as much. So mm-hmm. we kind of shine some light on what are you guys doing in between the first and the second to kind of come out flat. Because we generally score first and then sometimes take our foot off the throttle. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you're into analytics, huh?
Yeah, from not sometimes we get in the weeds with it, but sometimes we get a step back and look at it,
yeah.
Kind of find some little nuances.
Yeah, I get it. There's a general overall thing, and then there's the stuff that people go nuts over. I want to ask you about two guys, if I could, please. I need more information about Jack Carpenter's goals and the kind of player he is.
Oh, man. He's a killer. He can create his own shots. He can go around you, go through you. He can really crafty. He's not like a tall kid, but he's so strong on his skates and stick where I don't know exactly how tall he is, 5'8", 5'9", but he plays like a power forward. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, we'll set his edges and he's tough to knock off pucks. He's on our PK. He's on our power play. You know, kind of like a nasty kid that, you know, is difficult to play against and thrilled over the moon to get him back.
Well, without having seen him, it reminds me, your description reminds me a little bit about old number 8 on Gloucester, the Costanzo kid.
That's a very good point, truth be told. That's a good comp. And again, Jack is just completely lights out. I think Jack was a little more physical, but that's not to say that our Jack isn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's We haven't had many players like Jack Carpenter.
Very good. Now I want to ask you about, looks to be a sophomore, Will Norton, because he's up there pretty high on the score sheet.
Yeah, Will's very talented, plus shot, slippery, good vision. You know, we had him slated at getting to the 10-goal plateau this year, and it's just a matter of, like, them finding their stride playing in a top-six role and power play. So I think I mentioned he found it sooner than we thought he would.
Yep.
We thought he'd get it more like mid-season, and he got it, like, at the quarter pole and rattled off, like, five goals in five games, and he kind of hasn't looked back. So, yeah, he's huge because he's a good size. Him and his brother are good size kids for sophomores, you know, pushing that 6 foot, you know, range. So he's having a great campaign, and the scary part is he's still got a high ceiling.
Yeah, that's scary for the rest of the league. I hear that. Now let's take a look. Of course, the MIAA power rankings came out today, the most recent ones, and once again we see at the top of D3 Linfield, and I don't know, how do you assess the power rankings at this time? Because I know it's a game-to-game basis. You have your goals for the league and you have your goals for the team. But what is the shadow of these MIAA standings mean right now?
Well, for us, our having a zero in the loss column kind of trumps everything. We accomplished our goal of winning the Cape Ann League, and this kind of has manifested, which we didn't plan on, so that kind of trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like a simple, just keep winning. Last year, our mantra to not overwhelm guys was just go undefeated today.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that for quite a bit. This year, we've been kind of in the business of dealing out L's to teams, pretty much. We've dealt out 14 L's, and we're looking to just kind of be in the giving spirit and give those out as much as possible, mm-hmm. tough to stretch. But, I mean, you do watch it a little bit. You're like, you start to be careful what you wish for kind of thing. Like, it's nice to be the top dog, but you also get everyone's kind of, you know, biggest push, which we want. But I was looking at this one closer because we are in that four-game stretch where we're playing teams that are ranked with minuses.
Yeah.
So you pretty much got to take care of business and get that differential up to offset it. So we got one more of those with Rockport tomorrow for Senior Day. And then after that, it's like we're hoping to play four positive teams. And when I say hoping, if we can take care of business on against Hopkinton on the island, we'll get most likely Martha's Vineyard, and they're a positive team. There's a big disparity between Martha's Vineyard and Hudson, so we'd prefer down the stretch playing Fenwick, Hopkinton, Martha's Vineyard, Gloucester. That's how you get ready for the tournament, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay. So what do you do? Now, you mentioned Rockport, and again, no disrespect to Rockport, but on paper, they're D4. They don't match up well with your guys, of course. So what is the game plan in a game like this? Obviously, the kids can't be complacent, and you can't be overconfident either, but you do have an advantage.
Oh, we constantly, Belichick style, like, shine on the positive things that Rockport's done. They kind of give up a lot of goals, but they can score. They've had some games where they're like, same thing, why it's an issue to put stock in scoreboard watching, because you never know what's going on with the team at the time. But, if our big thing is always, we talked about it going into the Pawtucket game, the avoid the three P's, which if you're playing a team that you're better than, you can't take penalties, you can't have poor puck protection, meaning just giveaways and turnovers, and then lastly, just poor positioning. So, I know I said three P's, but there's a whole lot of P's in that. But, just kind of putting it into terms with guys, you know, we're always kind of saying be in the right spots, take care of the puck, and everything else will work itself out. And most recently, to be honest with you, we've been talking about, sounds kind of weird, but we say don't try and outscore teams, let's try and out-defend teams, and we'll outscore teams.
Okay.
When you try and get into, like, offensive track meets and you think this is going to be like a point night, strange things happen. So we always have the pride and prevention to out-defend a team, and we'll most likely outscore them.
That's about 10 P's you had in there. In the Army, we had 6, so you're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Finally, Coach, this is kind of a loaded question, so I'm going to ask it delicately, and I know that you're going to be very careful in your answer because you're respectful of everybody. And I just wonder, in the course of the season, have you come across a particular player that you or your kids have looked at and say, okay, we really got to protect against this kid?
Yeah, well, we've been through 2 games against North Reading, and their freshman, the Daly kid, is lethal. He got us with 3 goals, so he I'm glad he's in, hopefully, in our rear view, because it doesn't look like they're going to fall much further than the mid-20s. You never know, but he's dangerous. The 2 kids, there's always multiple kids at Gloucester that, you know, you're worrisome about. Cunningham's one, Jules another. I'm trying to think who else. Winthrop, we played at the beginning of the year, and I know we don't have to face them being D4, thank God. Dale's always got them going good. He kind of plays similar to us, like defend and timely scoring. So obviously he's got the, is it the Silvestri kid?
Yes. Silverman, I think it is.
Silverman, I'm sorry, yes,
yeah.
Silverman. So he's tough to handle.
Okay, that's cool. No, I appreciate that because, you know, from our perspective, we love to hear the coaches talk about their own kids. And then when a coach talks about someone else on another team, it kind of elevates the whole conversation for us. And it I think it means a lot to the kids, too, when they listen into you guys. So thank you for that, John. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, so there's actually one other kid that we played Pawtucket on. We played Pawtucket on Wednesday night, and their captain defenseman, number 3, I'm trying to remember his name.
Let me see if I can find that.
Or Daly. I can't remember.
Let me see. What would you say is number 3?
Number 3.
Nolan Daly. Cole. He's the captain?
Yeah.
Nolan Cole, number 3. Yep.
Cole. Okay. So Cole. Yeah, he conducted himself. I saw him in the lobby, and he looked like he was in the show. Had a top-notch suit on, very polite and respectful, engaging, holding doors, telling us where to go, and then he went out there and he was dangerous. He rips pucks. So he, unfortunately, they're in our wheelhouse. Their goalie played really well against us in the first. So there's another kid right there.
I appreciate that. Let me just catch that. I don't know which one it would be. Probably number 1, probably.
The goalie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Ben Gurdon. Okay. Just going to throw that name in there. Coach, great talking with you. Great getting that information and hearing all this stuff as we round the final turn, man, and head into the home stretch. And I guess, let's see, you have your next game is a home game. No, you're in Oh, wait a minute. I missed it. Rockport?
Yeah. Well,
I got the wrong schedule up here. Where are you guys? You home?
Home tomorrow against Rockport at noon. Luckily, we're playing Fenwick this year. It's their home game, but we share the same rink next Wednesday. And then it's the grueling Vineyard trip, come back and play the Fishermen. So the next, after we play tomorrow and get a day off, it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been warning my guys to kind of take care of themselves, don't get run down, stay properly hydrated and have some good, nutrients-rich food and be ready to go get your sleep because it's going to be a grind.
I got other questions to ask, but we'll save it for another day. That's fantastic. All right. So, okay. So it's a Saturday game tomorrow in Peabody at the McVan versus Rockport at noontime. Okay.
Correct.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Be well, and good luck this week. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, man. Keep it going. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Be well. That's John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.